ഓക്കെ, ഇത് ബ്രഹ്മസത്യം. ഹി സെഡ് നൗ യു ടു അണ്ടർസ്റ്റാൻഡ് വാട്ട് ഇസ് സത്യം. ജനറലി ദ വേർഡ് സത്യം മീൻസ് വാട്ട്? വാട്ട് ഇസ് ട്രൂ? ഇസ് ദേർ അൻ ഒബ്ജെക്ട് കോൾഡ് സത്യം? സത്യം ഇസ് എ വേർഡ് വിച്ച് ടോക്സ് അബൌട്ട് ഹൗ റിയൽ ഓർ അൺറിയൽ എ തിങ് ഈസ്. നോ കറക്റ്റ്? ലൈക്ക് ഇൻ ദി ഇംഗ്ലീഷ് ലാംഗ്വേജ് യു ഹാവ് എ ഫ്യൂ വേർഡ്സ് ഫോർ ഡീലിംഗ് വിത്ത് റിയാലിറ്റി. ടേബിൾ ഇസ് റിയൽ, മൈ ഹെഡ് ഇസ് റിയൽ, ഓക്കെ. The horn on my head is unreal, correct? The mirage is false, correct? What are the mirage is false. So in the English language you have 3-4 words like this: real, existing, non-existing, and false. Now the table also is an object of your perception. The mirage water is also an object of your perception. Why do you say table is real, that is not real? Why do you say that? Yeah?
It's tangible.
Huh? It's tangible.
It's not
everything. So everything that is real need not be tangible. It has to be available for one object of perception. It needs to be available for everything. Color is not tangible. Cloth is tangible, not color. But it's real. Correct? Okay. Why is the mirage water false?
Closer viewing is not there.
When you go close, it is not there. That means what? It is negatable. On better knowledge, better understanding, the mirage perception is subject to negation. Chair will remain chair. Achha. That means to call something as true or real, it should not be available for negation. All right. Then let me define real or truth. Satyam as abhaditam satyam, that which cannot be negated. So your unreal, my horns remain unchanged. Unreal is unreal because not there only, you don't even see it. If somebody sees it, what is it? It is false, it is delusion, it is illusion. Why? It's a like a mirage, negatable. Correct? Mirage, negatable. Therefore, false. So, unreal, meaning non-existent, and false, no change. Now, what will you do with chair, table, etc.? Table? Let's assume this is wood. This is not table, this is wood. Your idea of table got negated when I shifted your attention to wood. But table is still there, no? This will break. If I break it, what will happen? The table is there. Wood is there. So what you call table is also what? Negatable. What do you call kurta? Negatable. Your chain, etc., negatable. Tell me one thing in the world that is not negatable. All I have to do is shift my frame of reference. I don't have to physically destroy. Do you have to destroy the chain to know it's gold? You don't have to. That means what? Abhi problem ho gaya. Because of your definition. Because definition is based on your experience. Can you see? Everything is... all that can be negated is not real. That's what he said. That's why the mirage was false, this was real, no? So I'm applying the same definition and I'm finding whole world negatable. Now I have two problems. I have to know what is satyam because non-negatable. And I need a word for the world. Because there is a difference between the false mirage and this table. No? The false mirage water I cannot drink. But this table I can use. That mirage is not functionally valid. This is functionally valid. Correct? So I need a word for this. And I need to see what is satyam. Two problems. I thought there is only one problem. Knowing satyam. I thought only problem is one, knowing satyam. Abhi do ho gaya. Can you see the complexity is developing where you need a lot of things? Because the human mind is like this. It works like this. What am I doing in all this explanation? Handling the complexities of the mind. Maybe two things are there. I have to deal with what is this world. Okay? And also understand what is satyam. Because by definition, that which is not negatable is satyam. What is not negatable is satyam. Achha. What is not negatable? You know, this our guru had a very interesting experience. Okay? Puja Swamiji. He was elaborating like this. Okay? He is talking about in the Upanishad, Brahman is defined as Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahman. Okay? So, before the next class, a professor of physics walked up to him and said, Swamiji, are you saying that the Upanishad defines Brahman? He says, yes. He says, then you have a problem. He says, what? Anything that is defined is negatable. You shift the frame of reference of the definition. Okay. Remember, that's why in science, you always had a frame of reference. Water boils at 100 degrees centigrade. At what? At sea level. That was a condition put in. Okay. This thing will behave like this. This gas will behave like this at NTP conditions. Normal temperature and pressure. Which is non-existent actually. Minus 273 degrees Fahrenheit. Kuch abhi hai isa koi. Now you create a framework and then you define. If I shift the framework, this is table. Shift the framework. Table is function you are talking about. I shift the framework to material, wood. Definition gone. No more valid. That means if Brahman is being defined by words, you have a problem because that definition can be negated. So Swamiji said, no problems. What cannot be negated is Brahman. Abhaditam Satyam. So Upanishadic definition. Trikala, yat trikala abhaditam tat satyam. What cannot be negated at any time period of time is called satyam. He thought for it. So that's a clean definition. I can't negate that. Because whatever is negatable is not Brahman, you're saying, no? It's not reality. Now the question is, that sounds nice. Is there something like that? Why? Because I can say anything, no? I have a headache. Headache? What happened? 100 elephants are dancing on my head here. 100 elephants are dancing on my head. You can say it, but is there something like that? One elephant cannot dance on my head. Okay, 100. I can say it. Is there something? It's important to see, is there something? There is. What is that? He said, you. You are the one who is negating everything else, no? You go about negating everything else. What about you, the negator? What will negate the negator? I am not talking about his present, I am talking about the negator. All the time I talk about Sakshi, 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 negator. New terminology. Just to shift your way of thinking and understanding. Body, object of your perception, negated. Annamaya kosha. Hey, laddu puri itna khaya, iske liye body ban gaya, aur kya? Negatable. Yeah, what is body? Born of food, sustained by food, dies into food. Yeah. Either you become food for the birds, food for the fishes, or pumpkin for your grandchildren, or kya? Because why, you're a Hindu, you cremate. Best way of getting rid of the body. That I accept. Best way of getting rid of the body, I accept. Then the ashes are scattered onto in the river, and the river gets it to the land, and the land becomes fertile. So well, you become pumpkin for your grandchildren, or body. Negatable. As long as you don't start looking like pumpkins before that time, you are healthy. Therefore, body, negatable. I'm energy, waxes and wanes, negatable. Emotions, don't even tell me. I allowed him, became I allowed him to go his way. Negatable. Anger, thank God, negatable. Hatred, thank God, negatable. Friendship, love, etc., all negatable. I'm not saying thank God. Negatable. Correct? Knowledge, of course, negatable. Every 10 years you have to reshuffle all your scientific this thing, because everything is negated. Negatable. Everything is negatable. By whom? By you. You are the one who is negating everything else. Correct? How will you negate that? How will you negate the one who is negating everything? Body negated, mind negated, emotions negated, thinking negated, knowledge negated, ignorance of course can be negated. Everything is negated. And you remain as the one who is negating everything. How do you negate that?
How is knowledge negatable?
Knowledge is negatable in the light of new information. Like you have a scientific theory, knowledge. Any scientific theory is about 10-15% of data will not fit in when you make the theory. Then you start discovering new data, new data, new data. The moment it becomes about 30%, you start looking for a new theory. By the time that data which doesn't fit into this theory becomes about 40%, you already propounded a new theory to include that 40% also. But 5% is still left out. What are you saying? Isn't that how a series of knowledge has come? All scientific evolution of science is based on that. Evolution of any knowledge is based on that. At the turn of the last century, at the beginning or the end of the 19th century, because all in science has been discovered, it's only a question of decimal points. 20th century turned the whole thing around. Correct? From atom is made of nucleus, proton, electron. That's all we studied, remember, when we were in school. Three particles. Now there are 132. Negatable. Can you see? Everything is negatable. All knowledge is negatable. that leaves you with a feeling of more, you know, no moorings. Everything is negatable, correct? Except you, the one who is negating everything else. You are the one that negates everything is yourself. Therefore, what is that? We have to see in greater detail, which we will see after breakfast. Because if we don't go there, they won't ring the bell. Okay? Huh? Yeah, I need 5 minutes from you all. I'll put this off.